Is 7:33. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Planning and Zoning Commission. Let's get that straight. The Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, and Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca, here to talk all about it. Good morning, Katie. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. What are some of the highlights of last night's meeting?
Okay, well, we started with what we've been calling a pre-application. This is at the M&T Bank site across from People's Bank in Koskob. If you recall, they want to do a multi-use building there, and it's under the regulations for moderate income, which, as you recall, we have a moratorium on those regulations, but since this came in before that, they can continue on. And one of the key things is what this building looks like. And the commission was not happy with the original proposal, and so we have this pre-application where we have people come in, and before they spend a lot of money on detailed plans or whatever, they come in with the sketch so that the commission can get a sense of whether they like the size and bulk and location and look at the building. Anyway, so that's what happened last night. The commission was extremely complimentary of the applicant and the architect for really listening to what they had said about the building. Words such as make it look more Koskob-y. So to that end, I think we should all be proud that they were able to interpret what that meant. but either way, they succeeded, and it's a very good-looking building. So now they will work on finalizing those plans and coming back with an application for review at a subsequent meeting.
All right. A long time from now, or how long does this kind of thing take?
Oh, no, they're moving forward as fast as they can. So I'm sure we'll see them in the next month or two.
Okay. What was next?
Then finally, the Cardinal Stadium project. As you recall, we have a municipal improvement for the new bleachers, and we also had an associated rezoning so that they could get their floor area problem sorted out, and then the site plan and special permit. The rezoning was withdrawn because they were able to obtain a variance from the Zoning Board of Appeals for the floor area. That was something that the neighbors said they wanted them to pursue that route as opposed to the rezoning, because then in that case it's extremely restrictive about how much floor area they can have in the future, and the neighbors consider that to be a greater control and also a message to the school that they don't want them to have all this development potential, and they like that they are at their or way over, actually, their limit of floor area, and that they should seek a variance for these instances as opposed to solving it through rezoning. So it all worked out in the end. As I said, they got the variance, and so the commission was able to move the project forward. Now, how they moved it forward, though, was in a very limited capacity. So they are calling this now just Phase 1A, and it is only for the home field bleachers, and for the ticket kiosk and for the ability, I'm sorry, I don't think the ticket kiosk is in 1A, but it's for the ability to bring in food trucks and what have you from the access point on East Putnam Avenue. Right now it's is limited, so that they can now order the bleachers and come back to us in short order with the visitor side bleachers. That would be the 1B. So that was, I think, a relief to people that it moved forward. Then we moved on to the baseball field.
I'm sorry, Katie. Yeah. Let's stick with football for just a second. When will they be back before you then?
They would like to be back September, our September meeting.
Okay.
So what they had originally asked is if they parse out the approval of their existing application, so that the commission move on 1A and keep the project open as a whole, so that they could come back with 1B. And I said that's not a good idea. I suggested they not do that, only because any citizen in the town can take an appeal on a municipal improvement, and then what happens then is it goes to the RTM, and they have a de novo review of the proposal. So if one liked 1A but they don't like 1B, you can see how it would get confusing if we don't have separate applications. So we will still get them on September, but it would just be a new application number and that kind of thing.
Okay, let's go to the baseball field.
The baseball field, very controversial. This is a residential, single-family residential property who wants to be able to play and have practices with their Cal Ripken baseball team. A lot of back and forth on this one, between private property rights and the what's right for the neighborhood as a whole. In the end, it was a 4-1 decision in favor of the baseball field. Margarita Albin, the chairman, voted against it. There were a lot of restrictions that were imposed, such as no commercial use, no more than one team, no aluminum bats at the practice. It's effectively, they allowed three practices in a 2-week period. So it's basically, you know, one practice every other Saturday and twice per week kind of thing. They had a stop time during the weekday of 6:30 and 5 p.m. on Saturdays, no longer than 2-hour practices. So, and they have limits on mid-April to mid-July. So you can see it was very restricted. And it was also noted on the record, as with any special permit, that it can always be revoked if one doesn't stay in compliance. So, you know, I think that the commission just felt that as long as it was, you know, was very restricted and those points were made, that they could go on. So that's what happened. So okay. Then next we went to Greenwich Country Day School. This is for their new bleachers. Again, a lot of neighbor interest on this one. In the end, it was left open for the Department of Public Works to get some comments back to us and better understanding from the applicant as to how we're going to, as the measurables for the traffic compliance as they do studies after the fact, if in fact this does get approved, and so we'll see that at the upcoming meeting. And then we had Greenwich Country Club. They were looking to do renovations to the club's existing tennis pro shop, and that in the end was moved forward and approved. Then we had an application that came in from one property owner on Greenwich Avenue, but it does impact all of Greenwich Avenue, and it's to allow effectively office on the second floor not gyms as in like a Gold's Gym or something like that, but a very limited exercise uses up there. And the commission generally was a little tentative on this one, just because there is such a delicate ecosystem down there between really all having to do with parking. And so effectively, I think it says, yes, we understand what you're trying to do. We think it is good for the town, but not if it doesn't come in coordination with a more managed and efficient parking situation down there. So the applicant did withdraw simply because they ran out of time, and they are going to pursue getting the additional information because they are actively working in good faith to solve the problem. The existing illegal use, which is a yoga facility, will continue because they are trying to solve this problem by coming in with a regulation change that would fix it. So it's, I think, good stuff for downtown Greenwich, but it has to be done in such a way that it won't will be problem solving, not problem creating.
Okay, all right, and again, you meet again next week. What's going on then?
Yeah, next week coming right up. We have the Scenic Road application coming up for next week. We have the Innis Arden. Clubhouse that they're doing there. We have the final subdivision for the Aquarian Water Company, which is basically the northern part of the town on Lake Avenue. It's a big open space property now, 72 acres, and the Aquarian Water Company is subdividing it for the purpose of being able to sell most of it to the town of Greenwich, so that we can retain it as open space. And then we have some single-family homes on East. Two-family homes on East Elm Street that'll be coming in, it's pretty much it.
Okay, quick question. Couple I saw on the agenda didn't mention 7 Meadow Place and 269 Palmer Hill Road. They were postponed.
Yes, those are both postponed.
All right, yep. Fantastic. Katie, good stuff. Thanks very much for your time this morning, and we'll talk again next week after the meeting.
Absolutely. Look forward to it, Tony. Thank you.
All righty. That is Director of Planning and Zoning, Katie DeLuca, with the Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission meeting last night.